Welcome to the latest DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the biggest ideas shaking up the financial and digital asset world. I'm Sarah, joined by my co-host, John. Today, we're breaking down BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes's latest predictions. He's highlighting the biggest money printing event in history. What's your take on this, John?
Wow, Sarah, I'm still reeling from this. Hayes is basically saying that the U.S. is on the edge of a $9 trillion debt tsunami, and Bitcoin could hit 250K because of it. It's like he's handing us the playbook for the financial endgame. Let's unpack this. Where do we start?
Let's go straight to the core. Hayes's six economic realities. First up, the debt spiral trap. He says $9 trillion in new money is inevitable. $5 trillion just to keep the mortgage market afloat, plus more for bank bailouts. He calls it economic physics. No printing, no system. Thoughts?
It's chilling because it's so logical. The debt system has to grow exponentially or it collapses. Fannie and Freddie, the backbone of U.S. housing, can't survive without massive liquidity. Hayes is saying the Fed has no choice, it's print or perish. And that's not a conspiracy, it's math.
Right, and that ties into his second point, the foreign capital flight crisis. Asian countries like Taiwan and Korea are pulling dollars back home. Hayes says when foreign money exits U.S. markets, the Fed becomes the buyer of last resort. That's a trigger for more printing, isn't it?
Exactly. U.S. markets rely on foreign inflows to prop up valuations. Without them, asset prices tank, unless the Fed steps in with fresh cash. Hayes's line, they'll choose inflation over deflation every time, hit hard. It's like watching a slow-motion train wreck.
And then there's the traditional assets death spiral. This one's wild. Boomers are retiring, selling houses and stocks, but millennials aren't buying at the prices necessary for market continuation. Hayes says the government will print money to create artificial demand. It's not economics, it's politics.
Yeah, that's a generational gut punch. Boomers need liquidity, but there's no natural buyers due to the mismanagement of the system over the past 50 plus years. So the Fed prints to keep asset prices from crashing. Hayes calls it intergenerational wealth transfer through inflation. It's like inheritance, but via money printing. That's when he pivots to Bitcoin as the escape pod.
Let's talk about that pivot. Point four, the currency war acceleration. Global demand for dollars is dropping as countries strengthen their own currencies and impose capital controls. Hayes says this forces the U.S. to print even more to keep the economy humming. So is the dollar's reserve status slowly cracking?
Hayes says it's a liability now, not an asset. If foreign demand for dollars tanks, the U.S. has to print to maintain economic activity. Hayes is saying the dollar's global dominance is becoming its Achilles heel. It's a race to the bottom for fiat currencies.
Which brings us to point five, the asset hierarchy revolution. Hayes splits assets into two camps, those that need money printing to survive, like stocks and real estate, and those that don't, like Bitcoin. He says Bitcoin's scarcity makes it a magnet for all this new liquidity.
That's the paradigm shift. Traditional assets are zombies, propped up by the Fed. Bitcoin doesn't need that. It's hard-coded scarcity. Hayes's logic is own assets that thrive on money printing, not ones that depend on it. It's a survival strategy for what's coming as this 21st century wealth transfer plays out over this next few years.
And finally, the big one, the 250K mathematical certainty. Hayes does the math, $9 trillion chasing Bitcoin's 21 million coins. Simple division, massive implications. He says 250K is conservative. Mike, is this hype or reality?
It's math, not hype. If money printing goes exponential and Bitcoin supply stays fixed, the price has to move. Hayes isn't just guessing. He's been right before. Building BitMEX on derivatives, he's betting on monetary derivatives now and Bitcoin's unique position as the finite asset in an infinite money world.
Hayes explains further and lays out the mechanics. The central banks are cornered, the system's breaking, and Bitcoin has become the only asset free from manipulation. It's not just a prediction, it's a call to action. Position for the storm. Avoid government-dependent assets. Bet on scarcity. This is a first in global economics, accessible by all who are paying attention at this level.
Yes, Hayes doesn't sugarcoat it. As far as he's concerned, this is the endgame. His advice? Get ahead of the money printing wave. Don't wait for the collapse to figure out your portfolio. It's a wake-up call for sure.
So what's the takeaway? Hayes is saying the financial system's on borrowed time, and Bitcoin's the lifeboat. But it's not just about investing. It's about understanding the economic forces at play. Okay, Mike, final thoughts.
Yes, many are starting to see this as inevitable. Hayes gives us the math, the triggers, and the outcomes. Whether you buy Bitcoin or not, you can't ignore the debt spiral, the capital flight, or the currency wars. This is about surviving the next decade, especially if your wealth is tied up in the stock market or property.
Absolutely. Check out the full video for yourselves, guys. The link is in the show notes. Let us know your thoughts in the DBM Hub and workshops. Are you with Hayes on this, or is it too bold? Until next time, stay sharp and keep questioning the system.
Thanks for tuning in to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. We'll catch you next time with more insights on how to navigate this wild financial world successfully. Be sure to keep up with the latest content, support, and resources at dbm.academy.